8. The Sabbath Service. This Sabbath was a beautiful day, and all Nazareth friends and foes turned out to hear this former citizen of their town discourse in the synagogue. Many of the apostolic retinue had to remain without the synagogue. There was not room for all who had come to hear him. As a young man, Jesus had often spoken in this place of worship, and this morning, when the ruler of the synagogue handed him the roll of sacred writings from which to read the scripture lesson, none present seemed to recall that this was the very manuscript which he had presented to this synagogue. The services on this day were conducted just as when Jesus had attended them as a boy. He ascended the speaking platform with the ruler of the synagogue, and the service was begun by the recital of two prayers. Blessed is the Lord, King of the world, who forms the light and creates the darkness, who makes peace and creates everything, who in mercy gives light to the earth and to those who dwell upon it, and in goodness day by day and every day renews the works of creation. Blessed is the Lord our God, for the glory of his handiworks, and for the light-giving lights which he has made for his praise. Selah. Blessed is the Lord our God, who has formed the lights. After a moment's pause, they again prayed, With great love has the Lord our God loved us, and with much overflowing pity has he pitied us, our Father and our King, for the sake of our fathers who trusted in him. You taught them the statutes of life. Have mercy upon us, and teach us. Enlighten our eyes in the law. Cause our hearts to cleave to your commandments. Unite our hearts to love and fear your name, and we shall not be put to shame, world without end. For you are a God who prepares salvation, and us have you chosen from among all nations and tongues, and in truth have you brought us near your great name. Selah, that we may lovingly praise your unity. Blessed is the Lord, who in love chose his people Israel. The congregation then recited the Shema, the Jewish creed of faith. This ritual consisted in repeating numerous passages from the law, and indicated that the worshippers took upon themselves the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, also the yoke of the commandments as applied to the day and the night. And then followed the third prayer. True it is that you are Yahweh, our God, and the God of our fathers, our King, and the King of our fathers, our Savior, and the Savior of our fathers, our Creator, and the Rock of our salvation, our Help, and our Deliverer. Your name is from everlasting, and there is no God beside you. A new song did they that were delivered sing to your name by the seashore. Together did all praise and own you, King, and say, Yahweh shall reign, world without end. Blessed is the Lord who saves Israel. The ruler of the synagogue then took his place before the ark, or chest, containing the sacred writings, and began the recitation of the 19 prayer eulogies, or benedictions. But on this occasion it was desirable to shorten the service in order that the distinguished guest might have more time for his discourse. Accordingly, only the first and last of the benedictions were recited. The first was, Blessed is the Lord our God, and the God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the great, the mighty, and the terrible God, who shows mercy and kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the gracious promises to the fathers, and brings a Savior to their children's children for his own name's sake, in love. O King, Helper, Savior, and Shield, blessed are you, O Yahweh, the Shield of Abraham. Then followed the last benediction. O bestow on your people Israel great peace forever, for you are King and the Lord of all peace. And it is good in your eyes to bless Israel at all times and at every hour with peace. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses his people Israel with peace. The congregation looked not at the ruler as he recited the benedictions. Following the benedictions, he offered an informal prayer suitable for the occasion, and when this was concluded, all the congregation joined in saying Amen. Then the chazan went over to the ark and brought out a roll, which he presented to Jesus that he might read the scripture lesson. It was customary to call upon 7 persons to read not less than 3 verses of the law, but this practice was waived on this occasion, that the visitor might read the lesson of his own selection. Jesus, taking the roll, stood up and began to read from Deuteronomy, For this commandment which I give you this day is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, Who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it down to us, that we may hear and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea, that you should say, Who will go over the sea for us to bring the commandment to us, that we may hear and do it? No, the word of life is very near to you, even in your presence and in your heart, that you may know and obey it. And when he had ceased reading from the law, he turned to Isaiah and began to read, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are bruised, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus closed the book, and after handing it back to the ruler of the synagogue, sat down and began to discourse to the people. He began by saying, Today are these scriptures fulfilled. And then Jesus spoke for almost 15 minutes on the sons and daughters of God. Many of the people were pleased with the discourse, and they marveled at his graciousness and wisdom. It was customary in the synagogue, after the conclusion of the formal service, for the speaker to remain so that those who might be interested could ask him questions. Accordingly, on this Sabbath morning, Jesus stepped down into the crowd which pressed forward to ask questions. In this group were many turbulent individuals whose minds were bent on mischief. While about the fringe of this crowd, there circulated those debased men who had been hired to make trouble for Jesus. Many of the disciples and evangelists, who had remained without, now pressed into the synagogue, and were not slow to recognize that trouble was brewing. They sought to lead the master away, but he would not go with them.